Dr. Gubin. Hello, beloved, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the truths of the eternal God. What a privilege and what a joy it is to be able to come together and share the word of the eternal God with each other. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're continuing in our study concerning spiritual warfare. We've talked about the war, and we've talked about the enemy, the three enemies, which are the world system under the control of Satan, the world system, the flesh with indwelling sin, and Satan and his demonic forces. We talked about spiritual authority and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and the centurion that recognized and realized you have to be under authority before you can be over authority. You have to be under the authority of those that are authority above you. The centurion said he was a Roman centurion. He was over 100 men, but he was under the authority of the Roman government. He recognized that Jesus Christ was under the authority of God the Father, and yet that he had authority over sickness and illness, over the powers of darkness, over the forces of evil. And he told the Lord, said, you don't need to come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come under the roof of my house. If you will just speak the word, my servant will be healed. And when the men that came to give him that message returned home, they found the servant healed and well, because Jesus has authority, and he's given us authority. All power, all authority, Jesus said, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he gave the authority to the church to go into all the world, to preach the gospel to every creature, and to have authority over the principalities, the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, the spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. For he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And beloved, we are privileged to, we who have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, remember that's the first step in order to have authority and to have victory in Jesus over Satan, over the world system, over the flesh with indwelling sin. You must be born again. That is the first step toward living a victorious, overcoming life, is to be born into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, understanding that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that only through the Lord Jesus can we be made pure and clean and holy and righteous in our spirit. Because in the flesh, Romans 7 tells us, there dwells no good thing. And so as a child of God, one who has acknowledged I'm a sinner, believe that Christ died for my sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, and has invited him to come into our life, into our spirit. He sends the Holy Spirit into our spirit to do that work of salvation. He transforms our spirit. He applies the blood of Christ. He makes us pure and clean and holy within our spirit, so that He indwells our spirit and lives within the spirit of the child of God, guaranteeing our salvation, and that God will someday deliver us from the very presence of sin by giving us a glorified body that has no sin, a body that's incorruptible, a body that has no defilement, no decay, a body that is righteous and pure and holy and clean and will endure for all the endless ages of eternity. Oh, beloved, God has such glorious plans in store, but Satan will do everything he can to keep an individual from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior and making Him Lord in their life. And so we see, beloved, that the weapons of our warfare, we who know Jesus as our Savior, 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, though we walk in the flesh, in this old earth suit, we do not war after the flesh, that is, in our own energy, in our own strength, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are not fleshly. Beloved, you try to live the Christian life in your own strength, you're going to stumble, you're going to fall, you're going to make a mess of things, because the old flesh has indwelling sin, and in this old flesh there dwells no good thing. You and I cannot live the victorious life in our own strength and in our own ability. But mighty, we have victory mightily through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, last time we were talking about the victory that we have and what it means to be a child of God. And we were reading here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places," or the spiritual realm, "in Christ Jesus." And the word "hath" or "has" means this is already a done deal. Praise the Lord, this is already true. We already have all spiritual blessings that we need in Christ Jesus to live a life of an overcomer and to be more than conquerors through Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul said, "I can do all things to the glory, honor, and praise of Almighty God." And so verse 4 says, "According as He hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world." That's how important every child of God is to Almighty God. He chose us before the foundation of the world, before the world was even created. It was in God's plan for each individual who has received Jesus as Savior to be born into the family of God and to become a part of God's family and God's household. Oh, beloved, what a privilege to know Jesus. What a blessing to be His and to belong Him. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. That's verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 1. This was God's plan for us before the foundation of the world, that we would be redeemed, that we would be cleansed with the blood of Christ, that we would be made pure and clean and holy and righteous and justified in our spirit, just as if I'd never sinned. That's where our true identity is, beloved. It's in our spirit. Remember, man is created in the likeness and image of God with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And it's in our spirit that we get our identity. Man gets his identity and looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart, we're told in the book of 1 Samuel. And so, beloved, God sees our spirit, and there he sees the indwelling Holy Spirit given to us as our guarantee of salvation, and the one who protects us from Satan and the demons of Satan, so that Satan cannot have us. And only, beloved, are there strongholds built up in the life of a believer as the believer allows it, and as the believer allows sin to come into his life and to come into his heart and to begin to yield to a stronghold, as we've already discussed and pointed out. And so, beloved, verse 5 of Ephesians 1, God predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. This was true before the foundation of the world when God chose us. He predestinated us to be adopted into the family of God. That is, he planned it to become a reality in his time and according to his will that we would become and be adopted into God's family. Now remember, there's a difference between being born into a family and being adopted. When you're adopted, a person that is adopted is chosen by the ones that adopt them. And beloved, when we're born into the family of God, our family doesn't have much to say about us being born into their family, because that's the natural process. But being adopted is being chosen and brought into the family. So the believer was both chosen before the foundation of the world and was drawn into an acceptance of Jesus Christ as Savior through the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, the privilege, the blessedness, the joy of belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ and being His. And so, beloved, the Holy Spirit of God, therefore, lives within the spirit of every born-again believer, and he is our shield and our defender and our protector against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness, and through him we can live victoriously to the glory of God. Till next time, goodbye.